Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have pro football in San Diego. Yes, we do. Welcome back, Gwynn and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., 97.3 The Fan, 619 The Time, San Diego Fleet. Taking us on a fun little ride so far this year. Still plenty to come. And joining us from the Fleet right now, the man who caught the first touchdown pass in franchise history, wide receiver Nelson Spruce joins us. They can never take that away from you, Nelson. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. How has the league been as far as you're concerned now that you're about midway through the season? How has it met your expectations?
It's been, honestly, I think it's exceeded what I kind of had expected. I think everyone coming into it was just a little bit kind of skeptical about just kind of what it was going to be, you know, from a talent standpoint, from like a logistics standpoint. And everything's ran smoothly. The talent, I think, is definitely higher than a lot of people first initially anticipated. So I've been really happy with it so far.
Nelson, you caught the Fleet's first touchdown pass in franchise history. Take us through that moment.
It was cool. We, you know, our running game, well, offensively, I feel like we kind of got off to a slow start in the beginning of the year. And, you know, that was kind of expected. Just, you know, we didn't really have much of an offseason to come together and kind of get on the same page. But our running game got going a little bit there in the second game. And then finally, we were able to get a throwing touchdown. So I think it was just kind of a culmination of a bunch of things coming together and us coming together as an offense.
Nelson, how have you enjoyed playing with an offensive mind like that of Mike Martz? I would imagine as a wide receiver, it's kind of like a dream come true getting to play for him.
Yeah, it's been really cool. I've learned a lot about kind of just like offense as a whole, the schematics of things, how to attack different defenses. And, you know, also our receiver coach is Oz Akeem, who played, right, you know, under Mike Martz. And so we watch a lot of film of The Greatest Show and all that. And just, I don't know, one thing that really stands out about them is just kind of the passion and energy they played with, and that's something that we've been, especially in the receiver room, trying to kind of bring back.
Nelson Spruce, Fleet wide receiver, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nelson, I got to ask you a little bit about the love you got from Jared Goff. I mean, you scored yeah, the touchdown. I mean, what does it mean to get some love from a guy who started in a Super Bowl, for crying out loud?
Yeah, well, Jared's one of my good friends, actually. We, okay, we're with the same agency. So before we got – I mean, obviously he was the number one overall pick, and then I signed as a free agent. But we came into the Rams together, and I still talk to him pretty much almost every day. So – I was happy for him and the success that all those guys had this year. I was trying to get him to come down for a game, and he was supposed to. But maybe he'll make it for the last home game. We'll see.
Nelson Spruce is with us out of the University of Colorado, a Southern California kid from Thousand Oaks, and now playing with the San Diego Fleet. And, you know, Nelson, looking at your career so far, as you mentioned, Rams picked you up in 2016. You played well in the preseason, and then had a calf injury, put you on the inactive list. And really, since that injury, you haven't been able to find your way back to an NFL roster. You've been on some practice, yeah, squads. But I got to believe that dream is still very much alive for you, and you show up to work every day saying, hey, don't forget about me here now. I'm still capable of playing, yeah, in the big time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think a lot of guys that join this league, that's kind of their end goal with it. And that's even something that the league has been, you know, since day one kind of preaching, is that this is a platform for guys that are kind of in my situation, mm-hmm, that are looking for a shot at the next level again. And I think, you know, the NFL definitely has their eyes on it. You know, they invested in the league and they partnered with them, and they're showing our games on NFL Network. So I'm excited about that. you know, just looking to put kind of like my best brand of football out there every time we get the opportunity.
Nelson, I'm a baseball guy, so this question is really right up my alley, at least. You and Christian Yelich come from the same high school, share the same birthday. What do you remember about Christian Yelich?
Well, I played baseball with Christian, and he actually was an infielder at Westlake.
Cutter Dykstra was on that team with you guys too, huh?
Yeah, he was there too. He's a little bit older. He was a senior when I was a freshman. But what I remember with Christian, obviously he made the transition to outfield, but at the plate, I've still never seen someone hit the ball so far. You know, in high school, we had the metal bat. And, I mean, it was just, whatever I was doing, I would stop and watch him swing. He's got a pretty swing, and I'm happy for him and all the success he's had.
Well, you've had a lot of success in your career, and, I mean, we could run down some of the records that that Nelson Spruce set while he was at Colorado, Pac-12 records. He's got over 30 school records from Colorado, 19 catches in one game. That's a pretty good day's work, and, continued good success. I hope it all works out for you, Nelson. I think every one of the Fleet players we've had on has been terrific, and I think all of you guys, appreciate the opportunity you're getting, and we know it's just a matter of, being seen by the right guy at the right time, and you can get your shot, and I don't see any reason why you can't get another opportunity at the NFL, so keep up the good work, and best of luck as the season goes along.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the support.
You betcha.
The city's really kind of gotten behind us, and we're all really appreciative of that.
Very kind of you, Nelson. Thank you so
much. Good luck the rest of the way, Nelson.
Good luck, man.
All right. See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.